But they're no different than your discouraged moments. They're no different than anybody's discouraged moments. Discouragement always has the same text and the same subtext and the same content and the same context, the same all the tense and text. It's always, I'm not where I should be or would like to be. I haven't tried. It's always I haven't done something. I haven't tried hard enough. I haven't found the right key. I haven't done it the right way. Something I haven't done or should have done or didn't do. And the feeling of the less clearly conscious feeling often of, and it's never going to happen. I'm never going to get there. It's never going to be possible for me. Maybe for somebody else. Maybe for me 50 years down the road if I lived in a cave for 50 years. But the circumstances as they are, me as I am, everything as it is, it really probably ain't gonna be. And it's bogus. It's bogus whenever it comes. It's an example of one of those dilemmas. Because now, do not think I never feel discouraged. Now, discouragement has not the slightest foothold in me, no matter how strong it is. Now, whenever discouragement comes, because it's no longer a dilemma, I could care less. I say, wow, I feel really discouraged. Really, for real, I'm not. Theorizing. It's very interesting to me, actually. I don't think I've ever talked about it. It's very interesting how discouragement can be there and you can feel really bad. And I wouldn't have ever thought it possible before. And it has essentially no effect on you other than you notice the feeling. It's very interesting how it has essentially no power that you don't give it. And you would have never convinced me of that before. I would have said, it's not possible. I would have said, you're deluded, you don't know. Maybe you think that's the truth, maybe you think that's accurate, but you must be confused. You could not have. If I was sitting there and somebody was sitting here saying that, I would have shut my ears. I would say, ah, sure. So it's very, for that reason, very interesting to me to see how it actually operates. That it is not only not a stopper, it's absolutely hollow. Really has no substance. It's like a cloud that passes over. And this too, this is not big, heavy, esoteric stuff. This is not something special that I achieved. This is possible for anybody. The dilemma of that feeling can end quite for real and quite without tremendous effort on your part. If that all makes sense, raise your hand. Okay, I haven't lost most people. If it makes absolutely no sense, be kind enough to raise your hand now, because I won't lose anybody. It makes at least some sense to almost everybody. It makes no sense to you?
No, it does. I actually just wanted to share something to validate it a bit. Yeah, I've been in a spell. And what was so interesting about it is that pretty much started happening right after the retreat, and I didn't expect that at all, so that I think kind of added to it. It was just like, you know, it was such a powerful retreat. I felt more surrendered than ever, like you just said, and just ever since I've been having these really crazy thoughts, like, maybe I'll just leave this whole spiritual journey, maybe I'll just walk away.